Because of this reason, many ideas of laws of karma have been built in the history of the world. Now, I shall not burden you with all kinds of ideas, but I shall tell you one which is very prominent, which is that if you do a good action, then the consequence will be a good consequence. If you do a wrong action or an evil action, the consequence will be an evil result. Then there is a further corollary. If you do a good action, the result will be good in the terms of happiness. If you do an evil action, result will be evil in terms of suffering. So the law which has been formulated by many people is a good action produces happiness, evil action produces unhappiness or suffering. Now Sri Aurobindo points out that this is a wrong formulation. This is how it is formulated very often. Sri Aurobindo points out that good action producing goodness is not equal to happiness. There is no definite connection between goodness and happiness. If I am a good man, I should not expect a big bank balance, which is supposed to be good happiness. So Sri Aurobindo points out that if you are a good man, then don't complain if you are poor, saying, I am doing everything so good and yet my coffers are empty. You should only ask, is my treasure full of goodness? If you are doing good action, the result will be good consequences. Have you increased in virtue? Have you increased in goodness? Have you been able to do good actions to the others? Your capacity to do good works afterwards, more and more? That is the mark. Not bank balance. We see on the contrary in the world that many wicked people have got big bank balances. So Sri Aurobindo asks the question, are we to imagine that this man with a big bank balance was a paragon of virtue in the past life, suddenly has now become a wicked man, but he enjoys the bank balance of the past? Can that be the real law? So Sri Aurobindo says, such is not the law of karma. The law of karma simply says that the kind of energy that you put forth gives you a consequence in that line of energy. Sri Aurobindo says, if you want to participate in the competition of sprinting, running race, in a gymnasium, in a big sports ground, if you want to do that, then you have to put forth your energies. Every morning get up early, go for sprinting, increase your capacity to run better and better. So law of karma will take care of it. You will increase your capacity to run better and better and better, and maybe that you will win the race ultimately. So the consequence of exercise every day will be your winning the race. That will be the reward, as it were. Don't expect that, well, I am a good boy, I am a good student, I learn my lessons very well, therefore even in sprinting I'll get the first prize. Don't expect that. If you are a good student, if you are reading very well, perhaps you will get best marks in your essay, in the examination. But don't expect that in sprinting race also you'll be helped because of your goodness, because of brilliance in studies, you will also get first prize in sprinting. There is no connection. For every energy, the kind of energy that you put forth will give a consequence in that kind of energy. This is the real law of karma. If you do an evil action, then you will be increasing in the capacity to do evil actions. And that is what we see. Once you start a wrong action, how you find that individuals go on doing further wrong and further wrong, You tell a lie now, to suppress it you tell another lie, and a bigger lie, and to suppress it you speak another lie. It goes on increasing. That is the law. That is why Buddha said that if you do good actions, you will go on increasing in good actions. So do always good actions. Not necessarily you will get happiness. Now, second thing that Sri Aurobindo points out, and it is very important, is the law of karma is not the law of rewards and punishments. Normally people think that karma law is a law of rewards and punishments. If you do an action, according to this law, that action's energy will be increased. But not in the terms of reward and punishment. Take for example, Sri Aurobindo himself gives this example. You touch fire and you feel burning sensation, which is painful. In ordinary terms, it is called a punishment, as it were. You touch fire, the fire punishes you and you feel burning sensation. But that is no punishment. It is the nature of fire to burn. It gives you experience. When you put your hand into the fire, you now get an experience that when you put your hand into it, its nature is to burn. Not that fire wanted to punish you by giving you burning sensation. That is the nature of it. So law of karma is not the law of rewards and punishment, it is the law of experience. This is a new formulation that Sri Aurobindo has given. Law of karma is a law of experience. Whenever you do something, there is a consequence. That consequence comes to you not as a reward or punishment, but comes to you as an experience. What is important in this whole life is experience. As I told you, we are all blindfolded and we are going on touching various objects, or we happen to touch sometimes something, sometimes it is all blank. When you touch something, it's an experience. You now know that here is a tree. By touching, you are blindfolded, but you can now find out it is a tree. So it is an experience. You gain in knowledge. As a result of this, gradually become more and more luminous until you recover the knowledge of yourself and knowledge of the world in which you have to play a role. This is the goal. Through experience, this is what we do. Now here the most important word is experience. What is experience? Why experience? The entire law of karma is a law of experience. We are all here on the earth to regain the lost knowledge. So experience is a movement of identity of ourselves with the object. All experience is identity. It is when I touch this, I experience the smoothness of the skin. But that is done by identity. My these fingers have also a kind of same kind of texture as this skin. And when there is an identity meeting together, the experience emerges. All experience is kind of a ignition, giving out an experience of identity.